and from the dead to weapons that make things dead. Duncan, what's in this month's news?
Well, this story takes us back to the Middle Stone Age in South Africa, where a team of researchers working on the east coast site of Sedubu Cave have unearthed a number of stone points dating to at least 64,000 years ago. Now, for all those prehistorians out there, the Middle Stone Age in Africa is roughly equivalent to the Middle Paleolithic in Europe, so it runs from approximately 300,000 to 50,000 years before present. The project at Sedubu Cave is led by Professor Lynn Wadley from the University of Witwatersrand in Johannesburg, and their findings have recently been published in the journal Antiquity.
So what's so special about these particular stone points?
Well, find specialist Dr. Marlies Lombard described the study as Stone Age forensics. After carefully extracting the stone points from the deposits in the cave and taking them to the lab, the team embarked on the painstaking task of analysing them under the microscope. Now, it was there that they were able to see the minute detail of the various fractures and chips on the surfaces of the stone points, which led Dr. Lombard and her team to believe that these were the tips of projectiles rather than handheld spearheads, i.e. these are the first evidence of actual arrowheads.
What other evidence is there to suggest that these are arrowheads and not handheld spearheads?
Well, under the microscope, the researchers were also able to see traces of plant resin, a glue-like substance that would have helped fasten the stone points to wooden shafts, thereby making a composite tool. What's really awesome about this level of microanalysis is that they were also able to see traces of blood and bone residue, presumably from the injuries and kills these weapons inflicted on their prey.
Okay, so what does this tell us about the early humans who were actually making these tools?
Well, the Middle Stone Age in Africa is associated with the development of our own species, Homo sapiens, as well as other early forms of the Homo genus, like Neanderthals. It's also associated with the spread of Homo sapiens out of Africa into Europe, Asia, and Australia. So this is a crucial period in the early physical and behavioural development of our own species. And what's interesting about these finds at Sedubu Cave is that it takes the earliest evidence for projectiles, arrowheads, back by another 20,000 years.
Okay, sounds like a silly question, but why are researchers interested in the development of tools like bows and arrows?
Well, it tells us a huge amount about the early behaviour of our own species. Arrows are interesting because they're composite tools, which means the makers were using two materials, a stone point and a wooden shaft, to engineer one tool. Now, to quote from the article, this requires multi-staged planning and material collection. So to construct a tool like an arrow means that our early ancestors were developing complex communication and organisational skills to go about the task of collecting the right materials and making these into effective weapons.
But how did the development of this kind of technology set us apart from all the other early human species?
That's a good question, Diana, and this is where our man, Professor Chris Stringer from the Natural History Museum, lends his expert insight. He said that these finds demonstrate that modern humans in Africa were developing a new way of hunting around 60,000 years ago. Other human species, like Neanderthals and Homo erectus, were essentially ambush predators, i.e. they needed to get very close to their prey before they could kill them. The development of arrows allowed our ancestors to dispatch prey from a distance, and in the hands of a skilled bowman became a highly effective method of hunting.
I think the emphasis is on skilled there. I had a go at a longbow once, and even once I'd managed to get the string back about an inch, it was still really hard just to get it to aim in the right direction. But from objects of offence to objects of defence now, and the